The text is that passage from Malachi, the Old Testament lesson, which was read just a few minutes ago. And I want you to think of that text as Yahweh's answer to his post-exilic people who were more than a little unhappy with him, because they didn't think that Yahweh was treating them right, and they complained about it. Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them, they said. Where is the God of justice? They asked. Their experienced reality was that the lives of the righteous and the lives of the wicked, even way back then, seemed to be playing out like the lives of two babies who were switched at birth. Their rightful heavenly Father was rewarding the wrong people. Yahweh wasn't adhering to the very distinctions that he himself had established. Now, that complaint feels more than a little familiar to me. In fact, I wonder about that kind of thing all the time. Justice in our world is too often topsy-turvy. The handing down of rewards and punishments seems totally arbitrary to me, like candy thrown from a float in a parade. Some children get a lot, some children get none. And no one really knows who's in for the rough treatment in this life and who is not. The text was God's answer. Basically, he says that distinctions will one day be made. Once more, you will see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, Yahweh says, between one who serves the Lord and one who does not serve him. The day is coming when all the arrogant and the evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze. And then on the other hand, for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You will leap like calves. You shall tread down the wicked. They will be ashes under your feet. In other words, Yahweh promises that one day the eternal disjunction between the righteous and the wicked will be revealed. But I still have trouble feeling the force of these words. Such a long time has passed since they were spoken, and they seem to me more like a relic of the past than God's word to me. Will this day ever really come? And do you really want it to come? How do you know that God means business? And if he does, is that going to be a good thing for you, or maybe a not-so-good thing? Well, there's a lot I don't know. But what I can do is remind you that God does indeed mean business. His words are spoken with total sincerity. There is, after all, this marker of his sincerity that I want you to think about for a minute. Consider, if you can, what the Father did to his Son. Just think about it for a second. It was his own Son. At the hand of the Father, Jesus himself suffered the wrath of the Father that is described in this text. The terrible part of that great and awesome day of the Lord came to him first. Never were the lines between the righteous and the wicked blurred as much as that day when Jesus hung on the cross. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, Paul says. The righteous one suffered the death of a criminal, the just for the unjust. Where is the God of justice? Well, the God of justice was hiding his face as his Son suffered. Think about that, and you know that this God surely means to bring that day to us. But keep looking at this Jesus, and you will also see this great reversal in his fortunes, in his resurrection. The distinction between the righteous and the wicked, which was so blurred on the cross, was clarified as it has never been before. When Christ rose from the dead, the eternal disjunction between the righteous and the wicked became clear. The difference between the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked was starkly drawn, and God, just as he had promised, had drawn it himself. The Holy One, who experienced the ultimate in God's disfavor, was vindicated in the end. God is dead serious about that day, and all you have to do is look at his Son to see it. But that also means that you could be in big trouble. The resurrection does show just how serious God is when he says that there will be a day when the righteous and the wicked will be distinguished, when the one will be consumed and the other will dance like a calf and tread upon the ashes of the wicked, when what is blurred now will become clear. But that raises the question, where do you stand? What side of the eternal disjunction will you be on when God acts? That's a serious, serious question. Your resurrection is at stake. Your life is at stake. For the answer, if you want to know before that final day how God is disposed to treat you, then I would invite you to come to his table this morning. Eat Christ's body, drink his blood, and listen to the words that are spoken, given and shed for you, for your forgiveness. Remember, that's God's word to you. It is what you will hear on that great and awesome day. Remember, the one whose sins are forgiven is the one who is righteous in the sight of God. That's what God declared to you when he raised Jesus from the dead, and that's what he repeats to you over and over again in the Lord's Supper. So come and eat, listen, and enjoy. Amen.